We're on the air.
Oh, a special mini-sode.
Yep.
Today's mini-sode is brought to you by River Valley.
Session IPA.
Brewed with love, just past the water detoxification plant.
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
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 It's a podcast. It's a podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this mini-sode of the Evil Podcast. It's a mini-sode because we can't be bothered to do a full episode because Tyler isn't here.
So this show could end at any moment. It could end after this intro, actually. Goodbye.
I think we can promise around 10 minutes.
We can stretch it out for sure.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Stretch it
out. All right.
Do you have anything to talk about? Anyway, I should say my name is Andy and you're Craig.
I am.
Tyler is still not here.
And Donald Trump is still retarded.
Aren't you getting sick of Donald Trump?
I just want him to do something outrageous and crazy every day. I'm disappointed by him.
I'm getting sick of both the left and the right.
I'm completely sick of the U.S. I have to tell you, I've never been more exhausted.
This whole, like...
This healthcare thing?
Healthcare thing? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's just like redoing their healthcare to make it even, even worse. Like...
Yeah.
I don't, the U.S. mantra is, I don't want to pay for people who are sick.
Yeah.
Because I'll never get sick.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we don't need to talk about that garbage.
No, but just the whole thing about Trump want to kick out so and so many illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Like, leaving out that Obama actually kicked out, 2.8 million illegal immigrants more than any other president.
Did he?
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. But it's just like...
I think Michelle made him do it.
Yeah. No, I just feel the left is nitpicking it. Everything the Republicans do, the Republicans nitpicking everything the left do. The left, I shouldn't even call
think
it left because it's not really
right.
Left because I'm European.
I think the best thing to do is to move to Europe where you get very, very, very little news.
Move to Italy, Greece, or Sweden.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So little news about North America. Really refreshing.
Not in Sweden, though. You get a lot of news about America.
Yeah, what? In the tabloids?
No, in most media. I don't know.
At least they're speaking Swedish.
Yeah, but the thing is, we'll probably have We'll probably have a party that's the biggest next election that's not too fond of immigrants. That's just my prediction.
You think they'll be the biggest?
The biggest or the second biggest?
Wow.
I'm guessing.
But in
from it, what it looks
but
like
in
now.
Your very interesting proportional representation, the group that will hold the balance of power will be a non-crazy party.
Yeah, but the thing is, the equivalent of the conservatives in Sweden now we're actually talking about cooperating with the Sweden Democrats because they're going down in the polls. So they're like, oh yeah, well maybe we should talk with the Sweden Democrats. Sweden Democrats is the old Nazi party, or
but they did. They did recently sort of. Are you not, as a country, moving towards a Canadian model where you're actually trying to get immigrants based on points and skills and...
I'm not sure, actually.
It seems to me that would be the smart move to do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I had a hell of a time coming in there, and I have no skills. No,
but
I got in, and I had no skills.
Is it the people with the least amount of skills, the people who need to come in the most, though?
Hmm. Good point.
Just old socialist Andy's objection.
Good point. I enjoyed some social programs in Sweden.
Yeah.
Prescription care, number one. Canada should have free drugs.
It's been talked
prescriptions.
About that. Well, we don't exactly have free. We have like a high cost protection. Like if you pay more than, is it $250 a year, then it's free or something?
Hmm.
Like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
same with healthcare.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's super cool. It's just, Okay, so I keep getting these stupid flyers from Blue Cross and these ads showing up in my when I'm trying to watch CBS News about Donald Trump. I'm getting these dumb commercials from Blue Cross, and that's Alberta, that's Avails, Alberta, whatever. It is a private, I guess. I think they might be government funded.
Blue Cross? I don't know. It's kind of...
It's a hybrid.
Lent, it's kind of almost government.
So basically, they want you to pay about $200 a month to get healthcare coverage.
Isn't it free anyways, though?
No.
Healthcare?
No. I mean prescription coverage.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
The problem is when you phone them and talk about this stuff, they're like, yep, you can get on in 3 months. I'm like,
3 months.
I'm like, why? Why do I have to wait 3 months? I want to give you money now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so I've just been like, screw it. And now I busted a tooth.
Oh,
and now
yeah,
it's
yeah.
literally biting me in the ass because I should have enrolled.
What tooth did you teeth did you bust? Your canine. Or almost canine. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Craig is opening his mouth, showing a busted.
Yeah, but it looks fine on the outside.
Yeah. Is it hurting?
So it looks good to the ladies. No.
Okay.
I think it's the one I got a root canal on.
Oh, okay.
So the nerve isn't raw.
Right.
So I've been, I've got to get her fixed. Got to get her fixed. And like when you have no insurance for dental stuff and for prescriptions and that, you feel it a little bit more. And I'm just.
Yeah, you do. Because I've been whining for months that I'm going to have my wisdom teeth removed because it's hurting all the time. And that would have been $2,500.
That's why you feel bad about the podcast. You're in pain all the time.
Maybe. Feel bad about everything. No, but yeah. But luckily, like, both me and the missus have work insurance, so I don't have to pay anything.
Very nice. Yeah. Does she have better insurance than you?
No, she has the same.
Hmm.
Yeah. About the same.
If you stopped working, you would still be covered under her.
Are
you officially common law?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like you're officially after 1 year, I think.
Okay.
And we lived together for...
For many, many years.
Since 2008.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that's good. That's good.
We're celebrating our 10 years as a couple in April.
In April. Yeah. Nice. What are you going to do?
April 28.
How will you celebrate that? Will you make a child?
A child?
Yeah. Do you guys want to have kids?
No, I don't think so. She's like over 40. It's dangerous, Greg.
Yeah, but you can have a baby.
I guess I could birth it.
You can have a rectal baby.
I don't want a child.
That's horrible.
With three teeth.
three arms, three legs.
Yeah. No, I don't know how we'll celebrate. Probably go to a fancy restaurant.
Hmm. You guys are good at going to fancy restaurants.
And do it in the butt. Because she likes that. I just need some.
Andy.
Some Vaseline for myself.
You've never revealed this fact on the air. I'm going to stop you.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it after the podcast.
My penetrative butt.
Not your butt.
Okay. No.
Not anyone's. Let's just shut this topic down right now.
I have never been penetrated in the butt. And I never penetrated someone in the butt.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Maybe for my 10th.
The air is
I'm
clear.
I'm not going to say who's going to be penetrated.
I got tied up.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Tied up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, that has happened to me.
That was pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, did you tie someone up?
No, I just get Bob's leash when I was on a walk.
Oh,
I got tangled in the leash and I...
Yeah. I can't decide, in a fun way, not like super serious, but I've tried both ends. Both are fun.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Because one was with you, so you know. No, I'm kidding.
No, I've tried to forget it.
Anyway, geez.
Tried so desperately.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing from you is that the 10-year anniversary is turning to a new chapter of excitement and exploration.
Maybe.
In your relationship.
Maybe.
That's wonderful.
Now that I'm taking some teeth out, I'll be better at giving head.
Oh my god.
Well, you started me. I can't stop now.
Wow. I hope. God, I never thought about those teeth way back there getting involved in that.
Oh, no. Well, that's because you're not advanced enough.
No.
Yeah, I'll teach you some pointers after the show.
No. God, no.
Right, okay, moving on from anal penetration. What did you, you want to talk about?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, so City Hall.
Yeah, in Evil.
In Evil. Uh-huh. Is contemplating having metal detectors.
Okay. And don't they have that already?
No, they don't, actually.
I think.
Nope. They're debating it.
You mean City Hall?
Like,
on in
the sort of the chambers where all the counselors are talking in. Right now, they don't have metal detectors and they don't do any, like, searches. Like bag searches, etc.
Okay, let's just go back. City Hall is the one on Churchill Square that looks like a pyramid.
Yeah.
Because I remember going there for Christmas, looking at their Christmas ornament with the missus, mm-hmm. and they did have metal detectors. No, maybe they just searched. I think they had metal detectors. Maybe that was just for Christmas.
That's weird. Why would somebody bring in a weapon or do something bad when there's like Christmas trees on display?
I remember there being guards checking stuff, but I can't remember if there was an actual... Maybe there wasn't a metal detector.
But anyways,
maybe
if you march up that big staircase when you walk in,
yeah.
then you'll be in the council chambers. And they're like, well, should we do metal detectors and bag searches? Okay. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm a counselor and I'm thinking...
You know what?
This is going to make me more safe. I'm going to vote yes.
The American way is just giving the counselors guns.
Yeah, I know. If we equip all of them with guns.
Yeah, exactly.
But then what happens when those guns don't work? Then backup guns. Like...
They don't work. Well, you got to give them good guns.
Open carry. You know, oh my God.
It's crazy. They have that in Texas.
I know. They have concealed carry now, which is fine.
Yeah, but no, I think one of the
states
they
have open and concealed.
Yeah.
You can hide it or you can put it out in the open. And so if you have an argument,
this is
the line that I never hear any Americans ever talk about is a gun should not be a way to solve a problem.
No, it's
not a problem-solving tool. But it gets you know, when you have that weapon on you and you've decided you've run out of good ideas or arguments, well, then just pull out the old gun.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun thing about, like, how you read statistics and stuff, because they say, like, there's been this many shootings in this state.
Yeah.
So the leftists, us, we read it like, nobody should have guns. There would be less shootings.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are for the Second Amendment or whatever.
They also believe there'll be less shootings.
They said, like, there should be... Everybody should have guns, because then it would be less shootings, because if someone pulled a gun, everybody else would shoot him. So it's just like a catch-22 on how you read.
Well, that's like...
I'll just say this, like the Second Amendment was written in like 1729 or whatever, when the best gun you could have was a fucking blunderbuss. Not semi-automatic 9mm.
What would undermine their statement of that? I think you have to use conservatives things against conservatives. But like, what if the founding fathers were all gay and were in a jerk-off circle?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like you can't really convince someone with logic.
Nope.
Because they'll just read it in the way they want. Because everybody was like fucking up in arms, like, ooh, how nice the Pope is coming to America. And then when the Pope said, like, don't be mean to poor people, all the Republicans said, like, how dare he comment on American politics? He should stick to the Bible. Even if they're super good. So, like, you're always going to believe what you want.
I think if we just... Let's just imagine now, life may be a little bit culturally less rich, but if there was no United States, and if we had a filter, here's an interesting one. If we had a filter on the internet that prevented us from seeing any news related to or starting from the United States, what would that be like?
Yeah, but that's also like, if you ask me, my gut feeling says there should be no filters at all. Because I can't really say why, but I don't believe in
limiting information. Because you can find what you want to find.
Yeah, but they're trying to like apply filters to the internet, like just recently there was like a verdict in Sweden that a certain internet carrier have to block the Pirate Bay, which is weird.
Well, that's what they're trying to do around the world, actually.
Yeah,
they're trying to to pass laws in Canada to do that.
Yeah, but why should the carrier be the fucking police?
Well, you're right.
Yeah, it's like, which is the same thing.
You're right, because else can the government actually exert pressure on someone to make them do what they want? Yeah. Probably at the carrier level, right? They're like, you don't do this, then we're not going to let you.
But is that right, though?
Shouldn't
that be the police's job?
Well, I think, Andy, what you're trying to say is you would rather, because it's unpoliceable.
Well, it's not unpoliceable.
It's pretty much unpoliceable. You're going to tell me about this magical thing that I'm going to be able to do with my computer in like 10 minutes.
If the police feels it's a big enough crime.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're doing unimaginable things on your computer.
Yeah.
You're not, or I'm not. Shouldn't it be the police that investigate that? Should it be up to the provider?
Mm.
No.
That depends.
Like, should it be up to the, like, if I walk into a liquor store?
Yeah.
Should it be them? Should it be they're responsible to check that I'm not giving it to 13-year-olds? Shouldn't that be the police? How?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You made me think of something, which is... I forget suddenly.
It's probably really important.
No. Okay, so police have limited resources. They should probably focus on the crimes that are really shitty.
Yeah.
And they should focus on the people that are actually downloading the really dangerous stuff.
Yeah, which they kind of, because...
Yeah.
Which they do.
Yeah.
But
the cable... Because
that's... Did I tell you about my, like, extremely scary thing
moment?
I had?
No.
Yeah, this was in, like, this was, like...
Was it before I knew you?
Yeah, this was like at least 12 or 15 years ago. I was surfing the internet. I was searching for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but like, let's say it was like...
Just random.
Why are beer bottles brown?
Okay.
Or green? And there was like a link that I clicked that wasn't the right one. And there was a picture of a scantily clad lady.
Yes.
And I was in
Scantily.
Scantily. And I was in my... weak-minded early 20s.
Yeah.
And I clicked that link.
Of course.
Because, like, ooh, I want to see a lightly dressed lady.
Yeah.
Well, and it took me to another
website.
And a white screen came up saying, like, Swedish police warning, this page has been known to have child porn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I bet you close that window right away.
It scared the shit out of me because I don't want to see child porn.
No, you don't want to.
First of all, no, I want to see like
adults.
Adults, yeah.
Yeah.
And I almost pulled the plug and threw my computer out the window.
I guess.
Because I got scared. I forget what my point was, but.
Well, okay, so.
Like I said, that was the police. That did that, which I'm happy about because I don't want to see child porn ever.
Could you say the police helped you there?
I would say so. But again, I don't think it should be the responsibility of the police. I don't know. I just told an interesting story and I forgot what my point was.
Yeah.
Good on Swedish police that I didn't have to look at child porn.
My God. And
because I don't
really I think the world of sort of digital blackmail. If somebody really wants to fuck your life up, they will, you know, maybe they'll set you up in that way. There is
examples of that now that people are just surfing the internet and go to a web page that someone controls and then like virus is installed in your computer. And says, like, pay us this many bitcoins or we will erase your computer. And there's nothing the police can do about it. Because you heard about this.
Bitcoin stuff?
Yeah, it's like...
Pay us in Bitcoin?
Yeah, convert $500 into bitcoins and then pay us or else we'll erase your computer because you got a malware in your computer.
But will they actually?
Yeah, I think so.
Then they don't get any money.
No. but everything on your computer will be gone, all your pictures.
Yeah, but then they'll definitely not get any money.
Oh, that's true enough. I guess.
I wonder if they do they really have that?
Well, most people don't back up all their pictures and memories.
Okay, so that would be good. If you had all of your stuff, it's okay. It's illustrating my point. It's like a rhythm.
Oh, okay. I'm pointing at Craig banging the tables. And
if you had all your stuff backed up, then...
Stop banging the tables.
It's just banging.
No, but it's in the red.
I'm glad that this continues right until the end. It's wonderful. If you had backed your stuff up, then it'd be interesting to see if they actually could do anything, but...
If you backed it up, you probably wouldn't care if your computer was locked. But do you have all your pictures and stuff, emails backed up? Well, emails are web. So I guess it's just my pictures. I don't
know. Well, okay, so music files on my computer.
Yeah, I have most of my pictures, unless the last 6 months, backed up on a drive.
I've got my my Mac, whatever the hell it's called, backing shit up. But I should probably... You know, double check it.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyway.
Yep. Cyber. Cyber stuff. What I mean.
And we did 20 minutes of this crap. Woo! Now we said it was a minisode. It's almost like a full episode.
I would say that kids that are growing up now in this age, I don't know. It's hard.
Kids in this day and age will adapt. What would they have to deal with? This is just the same as like our parents. Yep. They didn't grow up with computers. We did. We did fine. The kids of today will do fine. So, that's just my opinion, at least.
Yeah. They got it lucky.
Yeah.
They got lucky. Signing off.
Okay.
On this mini cast.
Should we play your song?
Which one? The terrible one?
The catchy song.
Oh, the catchy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Well, this is Craig's catchy song that I forgot what it's called, but it's...
Physical Emotional.
Yeah, it's a good song. And hopefully in a few weeks,
we're going to murder this podcast.
Hopefully with Craig and Tyler in the same room.
We're going to stab it
to death. Realize I'm the only one who's been on every one of the evil
that
podcasts.
That is true.
Yeah.
But have you had a solo cast before?
No.
No, you're going to do that with your Yoko Ono.
Yep.
All right, kids.
Okay. This has been Radio Yeah.